The unemployment rate dropped while new job creation was relatively weak last month. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on August 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate dropped 0.2 percentage points to 8.1% in August. It was 9.1% in August 2011. The August 8.1% unemployment rate was lower than the previous month because although the number of employed persons declined by 119,000, the labor force contracted by 368,000, but there were also 250,000 fewer unemployed persons. Those not in the labor force rose by more than 500,000. In other words, despite the fact there were fewer people employed, the labor force shrank by a much bigger number at the same time as the number of unemployed persons declined as well. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey Report, reported the economy had a total of 96,000 more jobs in August than the previous month. This was relatively weak when compared to July's growth of 141,000, but certainly an improvement from June's increase of only 45,000. The number of jobs in the private goods producing sector declined by 16,000, which was clearly a move in the wrong direction from July's growth of 23,000, as well as an increase of 9,000 in June. The construction sector, which did not add or lose any jobs in July, was up 1,000 jobs in August. Manufacturers moved the number of jobs out the door with a decline of 15,000 in August, which is in stark contrast to the gain of 23,000 in July and growth of 7,000 in June. Mining and logging lost 2,000 jobs in August after no change in July. The private service providing sector grew by 119,000 jobs in August, which was not as good as the 139,000 it added in July, but about double the 54,000 it increased in June. The retail trade sector added 6,100 jobs to its inventory, which was an improvement from July's decline of 1,800 as well as June's decline of 9,000. Professional and business services added 28,000 new jobs in August, which was not as good as the 47,000 it added in July or the 41,000 more jobs in June. Computer systems and design and related services continue to add jobs with a gain of 10,600 in August, which was the same amount it grew by in July. The education and health services sector added a total of 22,000 jobs in August, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector essentially unchanged. This means that the sector's growth was almost entirely due to its health care and social assistance portion, which was actually up about 21,700 jobs. Home health care services grew by 7,200 in August, which was an improvement from July's gain of 4,300. The party was still in full swing in the leisure and hospitality sector that gained 34,000 jobs in August, which was better than the 28,000 it added in July or the 14,000 it increased in June. And the total number of government jobs declined last month by 7,000. In August, the federal government added 3,000 jobs, state government was down 6,000, and local government was down 4,000. And now on to temporary help services. Temporary help services jobs were down 4,900 in August to a total of 2,524,500 jobs. This is a sequential decline of 0.2%, but year-over-year growth of 8.9%. The decline in August, which was small relative to the fairly healthy gain seen in most of the past 12 months, is disturbing nevertheless. Last month, we said, and I quote, "In the past few years, the months of June and July have not been too kind to temporary help services, with a tapering off of growth or an outright decline, but it appears that cycle did not repeat in 2012. Well, apparently, we should have expanded that time parameter by 1 month. However, the current trend is reason for caution, as June experienced an 18,300 job increase, July only grew by 6,700, and now August declined by 4,900. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was incrementally down to 1.89% in August. The highest level was a dozen years ago when it was 2.03% in April 2000. With a 0.2% drop in the unemployment rate, which is good news, but rather anemic job growth numbers, which is not good news, this month's employment report will provide fodder for both political parties to say their policies are the ones needed for this economy and the other party's policies are failing. But the issue of jobs may not be as influential over voter preferences as the media and the candidates think. A recent analysis has shown there is no discernible pattern between the changes in the unemployment rate and expected voter behavior. This analysis suggests that candidate selection is perhaps a bit more complex than is suggested by all the hand-wringing over the jobs report expressed in the media as well as the candidates. We believe this employment situation will continue to improve, but not at a rate that will make everyone, or perhaps anyone, very happy. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.